The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont, who've collected and created some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Iconic hotels, train journeys, river cruises and safaris. Each has a unique story to tell. Where will you go? I'm Clemmy Burton Hill. Welcome to Day 27.
I'm Jesse Eisenberg, and you're listening to The Open Ears Project. I chose one of Chopin's Etudes, Opus 10, Number 1, in C major. It's my favorite Chopin piece, but it's also my favorite one of the Etudes. Is that right to say? Favorite Etude? I didn't know the first thing about Chopin. You know, what I was raised on was the greatest hits of Andrew Lloyd Webber. That's not a joke, even though whenever I say it, the person who's listening laughs. But my family comes from Poland. My last name is from a small town in Poland. And 12 years ago, I went back to visit a second cousin who survived the war and still lives in Poland. And when we got off the plane, we rented a car, and the first thing my wife wanted to do was visit Chopin's house, which was a museum. I visited my second cousin and just had this revelation juxtaposing my own kind of privilege in America and the lucky life I had compared to what she had gone through. That's probably very similar to a lot of American Jews in my generation, which is that you're kind of too far removed to have some kind of like survivor's guilt from the war, but it's such a part of your history. And if you choose to engage with it, you'll realize that you have a lot more engagement with it than you expected. You know, grandparents who lost cousins, parents who lost aunts and uncles. I guess that's like a kind of survivor's guilt in a way. And so when I met my cousin and saw what she had lived through and started writing this play about her, it's called The Revisionist. It's about my, you know, a selfish kind of horrible version of me interacting with somebody like her. And when the play got produced, I thought it'd be great to have Chopin play in between because the play takes place in Poland and it would kind of set the play nicely for the audience that to have Polish music, you know, play in between the scenes. When you're an actor in a play, you do it 150 times and the music that plays stays with you because you have these really emotional talons stuck into that short amount of time. You know, whenever you have a connection to something, even if it's tangential, you like it more.
Jesse Eisenberg chose Chopin's Etude Opus 10, Number 1. We have so loved hearing your own musical stories and memories as the Open Ears Project has unfolded, often including family members like Jesse's. It was always my hope that this would become a sort of communal listening experience, and it means so much to me that so many of you have been in touch to say how it's resonating and to let us know that you really are creating a sort of daily ritual, a listening habit around listening to each other and to classical music. If you'd like to be in touch, we'd love to hear from you. Our email is hello@openearsproject.org, and the hashtag we're using on social media is Open Ears Project. Or you can find me at ClementCBH on Twitter and Instagram. I'll see you tomorrow.